As Australia grows, the size of the properties we build matters. States and territories across the country are trying to build more units instead of houses to accommodate that growing population. But some existing homeowners are not on board. Recently, Brisbane City Council approved a new apartment development despite complaints from nearby homeowners. Existing residents argue the new four-storey development could cause their property values to fall. The Not In My Backyard, or NIMBY movement, isn't limited to just Brisbane or Queensland, though. To discuss this, we're joined now by Dr. Dorina Poiani. She is an Associate Professor of Urban Planning at the University of Queensland. Hello to you and Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Are the concerns of these homeowners valid, that more buildings will decrease the value of their properties?
My reaction is this. First of all, the kind of small apartment units that we've been seeing in Brisbane suburbs are not likely to make a big impact on property values. But as an urban planner, I say even if they did, that would be acceptable, because we've been seeing this huge increase in property prices in Brisbane, which has undermined in a major way housing affordability in the city and the Southeast Queensland region more broadly. And to make housing affordable again, either prices need to go down or incomes need to go up considerably. And I'm not seeing incomes going up, so I'd say I'd welcome a decrease in property prices.
Do owners have a point, though? Because when they bought their properties, they were just homes. They didn't expect to see apartment blocks in their street. That also contributes to more cars in their street, less parking. What do you say to homeowners who perhaps, you know, think they have a valid point there?
Okay, so two things. One is that a home is a space for living. If people want to consider their home as an investment, then they need to be aware that, like any other investment, the value can go up or down. It's the same as, you know, investing in a restaurant business. You can win or lose. So that's what happens when we treat housing as an investment, the way we've been doing in Australia. That's one part of it. The other side is, yes, there may be more traffic in an area due to an increase in units or houses. But again, as an urban planner, I say that's a fair price to pay in order to ensure that enough people are sheltered. That's just the way cities operate. Yeah. And when it comes to building new housing, which we desperately need in Brisbane, it has to be in the form of infill in existing areas. We simply cannot spread out any further. I mean, we have a problem with bushfires in the region, floods, etc. So most housing will have to be infill.
Of course. How do you think the NIMBY movement is contributing to skyrocketing house prices in Australia?
It's one of the contributors. It's not the only contributor by any stretch of the imagination. There are many, many structural issues why we have failed to provide enough housing in line with population growth in the country. But NIMBYism is one barrier, and it's particularly problematic because often, based on my observations in Brisbane, NIMBY proponents, they identify as progressives. Often they embrace the environmental movement. So they're progressive on many causes, except when it comes to new construction in their neighbourhood.
Right. And currently new developments receive input from residents living in the vicinity of the proposal. Is that community consultation process working perhaps as well as it could?
I don't think so. I mean, in Australia overall, about one third of the nation are renters. And we don't see renters, for example, being very heavily represented in these community consultations. Renters desperately need better housing. They need security from evictions, etc. But all we hear from are wealthy, established homeowners. That's not equitable participation to me as a planner.
And Australian cities have been built with a focus on houses and not units. Do you think it's too late to change that, given how built up our major cities already are?
I don't think so. There are ways to consolidate plots. We have empty areas. We have areas that could be redeveloped, abandoned, say, factory areas or warehouses, etc. So there are many, many opportunities to create infill development. We can do much better.
And how can we find that or strike that right balance between preserving the value of properties and increasing housing supply? Because it is a balance.
Preserving the value of existing properties should not be a concern when new housing is considered. The consideration should be, is new housing damaging the environment in some way? Is it being built maybe in a flood zone or in an area that's prone to bushfires? Does it cause some other environmental damage? For example, is there too much concrete or too much glass in the proposal? Those, to me, are consideration. The impact on the values of surrounding properties should not be a consideration.
And Darina, building higher density buildings is one solution to tackling the housing crisis in Australia. What else should we or could we be doing?
Another thing that's, again, desperately needed is looking at rental properties. So we have lots of people that are already housed. They have rental unit they're in, but they're facing very high rental increases. They're facing evictions for no cause. So I'd say let's take care of those renters that are already, they already have a shelter before we think of creating new housing, because building takes a long time. It can take, you know, 1 year to get approval, several years to build, etc. But how about finding solutions right now? So for that, I'd say let's look at regulating the rental sector.
Okay, a lot to think about there. Really appreciate you speaking with us this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Darina Poyani. She is an Associate Professor of Urban Planning at the University of Queensland.